This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. By the way, Woody, before we get going, you know, I noticed everybody, except Dade County, back at school. I guess Dade's back in a couple of days here, but all the folks in Broward County, and good to see all the kids. I saw something very funny before I went to find out about Leon's first day. NBC was, I was on NBC yesterday watching the news early, and everybody's got extra news shows and flipped it around. Got a little burned out on the ESPN stuff during the day. So I flipped it over, and they're interviewing the kids' first day of school. And the one girl's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be back with my friends. And you know, she played it up. Oh, I'm just, you know, I get my new teacher, and I'm just so excited to be back with everybody. And so they asked the friend, she goes, no. Freaking want to be back home. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be back at school. I thought it was hilarious. Anyway, she was just bummed out as hell that she was back. How's your first day of school? I'd rather be home. I was having a great summer. Anyway, how'd Leon do yesterday, first day?
I don't know if he was that excited, but no, he had a great day. He had a good day. It's a big change for him, but he had a good day.
Well, listen, man, you switch counties. Yeah. You know, you're used to everything. You probably get where you know all the teachers. And
yep.
And now you're at, so you met the teacher, and you do the walk-in and the whole thing. You get to meet everybody the first day.
My wife's big on that.
Well, yeah, you should.
Well, it was in the morning, so I wasn't able to make the meet the teacher thing.
Yeah.
But we got good reviews. As long as she's good with it.
As long as he's good with it and coming home and go, I think I got some new buds, man. Got some guys look like they like sports like I do.
I wasn't exactly the best student growing up, so she liked school a lot, so I let her kind of handle that.
Well, listen.
I don't know about you, but I, you know, middle school, high school, not exactly my thing.
We were just laughing about this out there, and knowing what a dummy I am. Did you like school? I go, no, I freaking love my summers. I was in sports all summer, and.
I know there's some people that love high
school.
Going
to games and, you know, and now all of a sudden school starts and the dad goes, hey, we're not going to any more Giant games. We're done, okay? No more. I'm like, what? What about the weekends, man? Still, we can't see Willie one more time? And, they thought I had this, it's so funny. Back, I shouldn't get into this. Back in the old days, I don't know if they still do this. Do they still put the smart kids together in advanced classes? Has that been going on forever? And then they put the dummies, the kids are just sliding through school. I don't know if they still do that.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I was with those kids. That's all. I don't want to get into all that stuff.
Then you ended up at Berkeley. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that got helped by my physical talent. That helped a little bit, Woody. All of a sudden, I look so dumb to a lot of schools. My senior year in high school, hey, you're a little dumb, but not that dumb. We can we'll take a chance. We'll get you through this thing, man, a little bit. Hey, we've got. I was just teasing Woody a little bit. Canes getting set. I see they were number 10. Now number 10 in both polls that are out. The AP poll as well as the coaches poll. And You look at the team. Look, the team doesn't look like it looks more balanced. It was obviously really good offensively a year ago, but defensively, it wasn't there. Not even close. And matter of fact, as the year went on, it seemed to lose confidence, and it was getting worse and worse. It was. And put an immense amount of pressure on the offense to score basically every time they seemed like they had the ball, right? Their numbers were off the chart. You look back and, you know, at the time, you lose a couple games into the year, and you go, what the hell happened? And when it's all done, you go, wow, look at the points per game and yards. And, you know, you start talking about having the number one offense in the whole country, you're pretty friggin' good, because there's some teams that are running track meets around the country, and you still, you know, didn't get to where you wanted to. So this team, just it looks a lot better defensively across the board. Experience, number one, yes, and you're going to try to fit some guys in there, and it looks like it's deeper. It's got some good backups as well, or some good rotation players. So all those things look really good. And so that's a good news. That's, you know, and it looks to be more of a balanced team. I'll give you a good one that I'm not sure about that we all take for granted. That Borregales kid kicking. We got spoiled. He was really good. Really nobody talked about him. And then towards the end of the year, they were going, hey, he might be drafted. And then people are going, he might be the best kicker. I'm not talking about awards. I think it was any of finalists for the kicking awards and stuff. But he didn't win anything, but he was really good. I mean, that kid was money. He made kicks when he had to and helped you stay in games, win games when you didn't score touchdowns. And they got a kicking competition going on out there right now from a couple of transfer portal guys. So we'll see how it goes. But, hey, you're in a lot of tight games. You need a guy you can count on. And sometimes I'm not just talking about extra points, man. I'm talking about 50-yarders and being able to make kicks when you need them. But I wanted to get to two names that I'm really – and I said one before, and I do want to get into it. But there's a couple of guys that are young and super talented, and now the question is how quickly can they – catch up. We went out to practice the other day, and one guy was just off the charts. Had an off the charts practice. I made some comments to a coach, and they said, hey, listen, yeah, we know how talented he is. This Joshua Moore, this wide receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I didn't know much about him. He went to West Broward High School, okay? I'm not saying he's a West Broward kid, but he went to school there, stayed there. A lot of people were surprised he stayed there because he could have gone to any school he wanted, all the big schools in South Florida. Matter of fact, we'll have Larry Bluestein on to talk about that on Thursday. But Joshua Moore is We go down, and the first thing I watch him do against a veteran corner is a stutter and go, and ran by him by 4 or 5 yards. As I say, 6'4", 215, 210, 215, and he can run. He's obviously, you know, maturity and all that stuff and learning to do all the things you're supposed to and run the right routes and catch up. It's not just 7-on-7 football or 1-on-1 football where but the toughest stuff he's got figured out. How to run routes, how to run by guys, go up and catch the football. He must have had, Woody, the day we were there, 3 or 4 touchdowns on deep plays. He had one of those days. He had one of those practices when we were there. Now, listen, maybe he's had all off practices, but we went out there, and I went, holy smokes, this guy to be doing this. And he's in spring football, so this is not new to him. But this is to be this, have that size and that speed and catch the ball the way he does. And, again, I don't know what that's going to mean down the road, but there's no reason if he doesn't develop, that's what a first-round pick looks like. I've seen him come out of that school, Andre Johnson, and I go, wow, in a couple years, that guy's going to be a first-round pick, and he was. Now, it doesn't always work. We've had some other guys come down here and kind of looked apart to start with, and it didn't finish well. The second guy that's going to be really important that needs to make a big, big jump is Justin Scott, the defensive tackle. Looks the part, looks a lot different than when he first got here as a 5-star guy dominating guys in Illinois, and that football is not the football down here, but he's a big guy, and how quickly can he play at that level? And by the way, he will get as tested in game one as he'll get tested in any game all year against that big Notre Dame offensive line. So those two guys, man, I didn't go Malachi Toney or any of those guys who I think is going to be really good right off the bat. But the upside of a freakish guy like Joshua, I'm dying to see what he looks like and how fast he catches up, how mature can he be to do all the things he's going to be asked to do and block a little bit and help with the running game, you know, when they run to your side and run guys off when you know you're not getting the ball. And not get lazy on your routing and run it a little different and start freelance and it gets picked off and that stuff where they can trust you and go, we know he's got the talent, we just got to push it to the next level. And some guys go for it and some guys don't. But I got to tell you, and I don't do this every year, I don't come on this show and talk about one guy that's got freakish talent. He's got freakish talent. And I'm not saying the other young receivers aren't really good, but a couple things he has, and I don't know, somebody taught him how to run routes already, you know, and some of the things he's doing, and these guys do run coming out of high school. They used to just take off and run, and the best player would catch the ball, or the faster kid would run by the other guy. These guys have, a lot more guys are getting coached up in the offseason, running routes better. It's one thing I've really noticed, how mature physically these guys are and doing things and setting guys up. So anyway, we got to go to break, man. But that's my teaser of the day, those two, Woody. Those are my two UM teasers here of two young guys that you brought in as recruits out of high school, two highly recruited players, one here in South Florida and one not. And it doesn't take away from anybody else, so don't read into it too much. But, Woody, that was literally, and you know the year before, Trader did the same thing. We walked down the same time, and they ran that drill right next to us, and he ran a post pattern and turned the guy around, and I was like, you know, first, like, who's that? And I go, that's Trader, kid from Chaminade. I go, wow, somebody taught that guy how to run a route because we need him too, by the way. There's another guy that's got to stay healthy. And you got to stay healthy now. Can't be always banged up, but we're going to need you. All right, we got to go.
Hearing that a lot these days.
Hearing that a lot, yeah. Right? That's kind of theme of healthy, yeah. Kind of theme, right? Only one thing worse than not playing well when you're healthy, and that's not playing at all. All right, we got to go to break. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.